And I'd like now to introduce Diana Delling. She's with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts, and she's with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Thanks. Good morning. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. It's a federal holiday, ladies and gentlemen. I hope lots of people are enjoying it. And Bernard Rubenstein joins us. He is with the Santa Fe Cuba Sister City Committee. He's a musician, conductor, friend of Cuba, friend in Santa Fe. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So there's an annual event happening at the St. Bede's Episcopal Church this coming week. What's going on? The Pastors for Peace Cuba Caravan.
Well, for the past 26 years, the Pastors for Peace Cuba Caravan has been working very diligently to break down the economic boycott that that's existed between the United States and Cuba, and also to open up travel for everyone. And even though there have been amazing changes now just in the last months through President Obama's recent decisions regarding Cuba and the potential opening up of embassies, their Congress has still refused to free up the economic embargo against Cuba. And even though there are people-to-people programs now starting opening up some travel to Cuba, it is still not absolutely free between people. So that the Pastors for Peace has, through the Cuba Caravan, has been working to break down the economic boycott by bringing supplies, buses, trucks, food, computers to Cuba. And this Tuesday night will be the 26th Cuba Caravan, and through wonderful donations through the Presbyterian Cuba Connection, we are sending a truck and a bus to Cuba. And the truck, for example, will be assisting a wonderful ecological development in the city of Matanzas. The Cuban government has freed up many of the Cuban private agricultural organizations to do their own farming and work rather than the state organization. But very often they have difficulty bringing their things to market. So this truck will help this one community in the outskirts of Matanzas. So the Cuba Caravan does wonderful work.
And there's a Reverend Ofelia Ortega Suarez is a member. Is she a member of Parliament?
Yes, she's a member of the Cuban National Assembly. She's been elected twice. She's one of the most distinguished Cuban members of the Cuban Assembly. And for those who are interested in finding out more about Cuba, it will be a wonderful chance to learn more about Cuba by speaking with Dr. Ortega. And she's also been a member of the International Council of Churches. She's a very distinguished individual. And we hope also to be visited on the early part of our event by some of the artists who are going to be exhibiting the Cuban artists at the International Folk Market this coming weekend. So we hope everyone will come. It's 5 to 8 at St. Bede's Church. There'll be some Cuban food, some Cuban music by Victor Alvarez with his band Sabor.
Yay!
And it will be a wonderful chance, and we will also dedicate a truck and a bus going down to Cuba.
So how has it affected your work and the way you see your work that diplomatic relations, in fact, have been reestablished?
Well, I get probably more emails from Cuban friends than I do from my associates in the United States. Everyone in Cuba is very enthusiastic about the changes coming between our two countries. And it's my hope and dream that once the economic boycott is eliminated through Congress, we're all lobbying very hard to do that. Once travel is truly free, even though there are categories now where many, many Americans, many Santa Feans have been going to Cuba through special programs. If you go people to people. Yes, Carlotta,
yeah.
You've been down there many, many times. And you love to dance. Just imagine if anyone who wants to go down and spend a couple of weeks learning to salsa can just go without going through all of the bureaucratic limitations.
The one thing that I do worry about Cuba is that it will be overrun by sort of like the worst hotel corporatism.
That is a danger, because now there are tendencies to a split economy. Those who have connections with America and have access to dollars are able to do some wonderful things, but there's still a lot of poverty, those who don't have access to American dollars. So this is a danger, but one hopes that the Cuban people and the Cuban government will be alert enough to prevent excessive development and destruction of coral reefs and things of that sort. So
yeah.
One will hope that the worst of the developmental things that American capitalism brings sometimes to countries can be avoided.
So all of this is Tuesday evening, the 7th of July at St. Bede's Episcopal Church, which is right off of St. Francis?
It's off South St. Francis and San Mateo. And there'll be music, there'll be some delicious Cuban food, some very simple Cuban food, some black beans and Cuban salad and some rice.
But, and music.
But it is free. But of course, we'll be looking, you know, if anyone wants to donate to help the gasoline charges for the truck and bus and to help the cause of...
Do you want donations of things also?
I think we're not prepared to donate things at this point.
Okay.
So some dollar donations, just, you know, modest donations would be wonderfully appreciated. So this Tuesday night, the 7th at St. Bede's, 5 to 8.
Bernard Rubenstein is with the Santa Fe Cuba Sister City Committee, and we look forward to hearing more about this as the weeks, months, and years go on. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte.
Diana Delling.
Hello. I'm going to tell people about what's going on at the Lensic right now.
Excellent.
Actually, currently the stage has been dark for a couple of weeks. The Lensic is undergoing its biannual maintenance period, so people have been backstage, behind the stage, doing a deep cleaning and putting in new upgrading things and putting in new whatever's needed cleaning. We will open back up with our first production after the maintenance on July 10th.
Shout out to all the people who are doing this work.
Oh,
who
absolutely.
Are unsung heroes of our great performing arts space.
They really are. People don't realize how much goes on behind the scenes, and they're back there. Yesterday I saw them polishing the stage, doing the final polish before we open back up. And on Friday, July 10th, next Friday, we'll be back with performances, this one by the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, who will be performing. They're always great, and tickets are still available. They'll be including a world premiere dance by a choreographer from Hubbard Street Dance Company in Chicago named Alejandro Cerrudo. He's actually of Spain, but he's currently the resident choreographer at Hubbard Street. So come on down to that. And I also want to point out that the New Mexico Jazz Festival starts on July 10th. It runs July 10th. It's our 10th year doing this. We do it in collaboration with Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque and the Santa Fe Jazz, or the New Mexico Jazz Foundation. And there will be great jazz musicians from all over the world coming into Santa Fe and Albuquerque for these 2 weeks. Starting off, it kicks off on July 10th down at the Outpost Space, in Albuquerque, and we'll have some great Lensic performances as well. You can learn more about them. I won't mention them yet. They're later in July, but I'll mention one. We'll have the Count Basie Orchestra. We will have Christian McBride Trio, and we will also have, drawing a blank, we will also have somebody else who I'm spacing, but come on over to lensic.org and check out the lineup, or you can go to Outpost Performance Space website, or just type in New Mexico Jazz Festival, and you will come to the lineup and schedule.
Excellent, excellent. I got a note from some wonderful people in Taos talking about a project called Rivers and Birds that provides watershed instruction to students in Taos. They work with classroom teachers, and they take the kids out to all sorts of acequias and water treatment places and so on. They have a wilderness campaign that helped get a wilderness bill passed through Congress and put a lot of 45,000 acres of land, wilderness land into wilderness protection. And they are putting on a concert with Jamaican singer Marsha Griffith this, I guess it's going to be Thursday, the 9th of July, at the Taos Mesa Brewery. It's at 9 o'clock. There's also a silent auction, including jackets from Patagonia, a raft, and all kinds of things like that. So if you want to support Rivers and Birds, and particularly if you're up in the Taos area, definitely check it out. Taos Mesa Brewery, Thursday, July 9th at 9 in the evening.
This Tuesday, one of the best summer series in Santa Fe opens. It's the Santa Fe Bandstand. It takes place on the plaza almost every night of the week during the weekdays. I think it's Tuesday through Friday. And it opens up on July 7th with Son Como Son, which is a...
Yay!
Yeah.
Cuban band.
Yeah, Cuban band based in Albuquerque. A salsa ensemble. It's going to be great. And things start at 6 p.m. and they go till about 8:45, just about dark. Check out the bandstand's website, santafebandstand.org, and there will be something you'll enjoy this summer. I can pretty much guarantee it because they have such variety.
Absolutely. Hey, at Pranzo, once again, Geist Cabaret. Tonight and tomorrow, all performances are 6 to 9 with David Geist. And tomorrow night, American Tunes.
American
to celebrate
tunes
the 4th of July. Yeah, my evil twin DJ Carlota is doing Somos Son tomorrow, and we're trying to figure out what a 4th of July Latin music set will sound like.
Ah, I'm sure it'll sound great.
We'll see.
There's a new website that's been launched. It's called Theater Santa Fe, theater with an R-E, theatersantafe.com. And it is going to be featuring just what it says, local theater productions. Anything on the stage going on in Santa Fe will be featured. Right now, the first item on the website is the Shep Sobel Directing Workshop for Theater, which will be July 11th. Other things are later in the month, but check out Theater Santa Fe. We want to get it going and really make it a place where people go to find out what's on the stage in Santa Fe.
There seems to be a plan to renovate the Santa Fe airport, and there's a public conversation about that. I got this message from, I guess, some activists who are intent on halting this renovation. I don't know anything about it one way or the other, but
I don't either.
If you would like to be informed, there's a public conversation on Monday, the 6th of July, at the Santa Fe Public Library downtown. For more information, the number given here is 646-221-0105 for more information.
We have to remind people of the biggest event of the weekend in Santa Fe, perhaps. It's Pancakes on the Plaza.
Pancakes.
Starts tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Get there early and you can enjoy the pancakes, but things will be going on all day, including vendors and music, arts and crafts, a vintage car show and an art craft show on the plaza. And I've heard there's a silly hat contest for the kids. So see everybody at the plaza in the morning for pancakes.
And don't forget, tonight is opening night of the opera.
It is indeed.
And this is the kickoff of the opera season, and maybe if you're going tonight, you've already got your tickets, but don't forget there's always ways to get inexpensive tickets. A lot of my friends go standing room, and a lot of time when there is standing room, you can eventually find a seat. So check out the Santa Fe Opera this summer and all through mid-August.
The New Mexico History Museum will be holding a cool event called the Young Native Artist Show and Sale. It is tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 4. And this is where you can go and check out, as it says, the work of young Native artists. It's the children and grandchildren of the artists who belong to the Native American Artisans Program. So it's kind of the next generation of artists, the people that you will be hearing and seeing more from in the next decades. And it's a great chance to get in there and see some talents and some rising stars, everything from jewelry, painting, etc. It's a free event at the New Mexico History Museum this weekend.
And at St. John's College today at 10 in the morning, there is an event called, a lecture called Acting for Directors Workshop, led by, it's part of the Graduate Institute Summer Lecture Series, and it's in Leavenhall. It's led by filmmaker Stephen Fisher. It's an interactive workshop, which is an introduction to acting for animation and live action directors. So characterization, delivery, timing, expression, motivation, body language, all kinds of things is what they'll be talking about. And then tomorrow, the Auteur series continues with the Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie at the CCA. And that is a really amazing film. It's the winner of the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film in 1972. It's a satiric masterpiece. And then on the, there's this actually a four-day seminar. I don't know if this is, anyway, it's called Understanding Relativity, text by Albert Einstein, and it's from July 6th to July 10th. For more information on that, you can call 984-6105, all of that at St. John's College, except the things that are at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts.
Good stuff. Tonight, people will be gathering in the Rail Yard Park for the Summer Music Series, which starts at dusk. And tonight's movie is The Wizard of Oz. Who doesn't love The Wizard of Oz? July 3rd, that's tonight. Come on down, bring a blanket. I think there are food trucks. I'm not sure. I haven't gone yet. Oh, yeah, there are. Bang Bite Food Truck, bring a picnic, or create one. And that's tonight's Wizard of Oz. Next Friday, Actually, two Fridays from now, July 17th, it's Bring Your Dog to the Movie Night for 101 Dalmatians. I thought that was worth mentioning.
Absolutely. Bring your dog to the movies. It'll be
their best night of the year.
Yeah, it'll be either utter chaos or just a joyous wonderland of heavenly dog love.
I might just go watch. I don't think I could bring my dog. I'm not sure how she'd behave, but
I'm going to bring all three.
I hope they don't get scared of the flying monkeys.
They actually do howl at the TV when there are
creatures.
Yeah, when the TV howls, they howl back. Hey, how about a cat of the week?
Meow.
This week's cat of the week is named Rhoda. She is very special and thinks everything is for her entertainment. She loves to supervise human activities. She will sit in your lap and follow the cursor on your computer. She would do well with a gentle dog, but no other cats or children. Someone who works from home would be preferable. She's a beautiful girl with a short black coat and white feet, chest, and mustache. It's a girl kitty with a mustache.
Sounds adorable. I'm going to top that with a dog of the week after you're done. Are you done?
Felines and Friends can be reached at 505-316-2281. You can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can go to fnfnm.org.
If you're looking for a dog or a cat, another great place to look is in the Reporter. I'm going to tell you it's page 35 because you can see a variety of pets that are available at both the Espanola Valley Humane Society and the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And I'm going to pick out Harmony because she's a really super cute black little dog. She will sing to your favorite tune and always bring joy to your family. That's a promise. She is a Rot Lab mix who's 9 weeks old, a great age to start puppy training classes, and it would be a great idea for the kids to be included. I think that's just a general tip. You know, you want your kids to get in on the dog training and have them learn how to treat dogs politely and kindly, and the dog get used to them too. She's a ball of fun. She'd be a great family addition, and she is ready to go home today.
Excellent. And it's such a great time. Summer and fall are really wonderful times to adopt a puppy because you can spend so much time with them outdoors, and they can kind of loll around the yard without getting cold and without messing up your house.
True.
Collected Works Bookstore. This Sunday, the 5th of July, Journey Santa Fe, the Energy, Water, and Food Nexus with Amanda Heatherly, director of New Mexico Energy Smart Academy at the Community College, will be speaking, and Zuby Wilson will be moderator. The Energy, Water, and Food Nexus, very, very important and interesting topic. And then on Tuesday, the 7th of July, reception for Javier Munoz Bullejos, who is a painter, sculptor, author, and innovator born in Granada, Spain. And his exhibition will hang at Collected Works through the end of July. And then on the 9th of July, Thursday at 6 o'clock, Marcia Scarborough will be reading from her book, Honey in the River. It's a nonfiction memoir set in Santa Fe and Los Angeles. Ms. Scarborough's experiences studying the indigenous religion of Yoruba people in West Africa, and with a Nigerian shaman. And that's all at Collected Works Bookstore on the corner of Galisteo and Water in downtown Santa Fe.
Taos is having a 4th of July celebration if you feel like taking a small road trip, a short road trip. Tomorrow, the Taos Ski Valley will have a parade, a rubber duck race, and live music, all for free. And there's also a fireworks display around 9 p.m. And if you want to go south, you could go to Rio Rancho this weekend and go to the Pork and Brew State Barbecue Championship. It's an annual festival. It's indoors and outdoors, and it includes music, arts, and crafts booths, and, of course, the championship, the competition for the state's best pork barbecue. It's all day tomorrow, and it's actually today and Saturday and Sunday. You can go to RioRanchoNM.org to find out more.
And it's the 4th of July. There will be fireworks. There will be illegal neighborhood firecrackers everywhere. Like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what we can do. And yeah, this is all about your furry friends. If you have dogs that are scared of thunder, they're going to be scared of fireworks and firecrackers. So be nice to them. Keep them inside. Play soothing music so that they don't really hear that stuff so much.
That's what I do.
Do you? Does it work?
drowns it out a little bit. But they started last night before I was ready, and she just took off for the bathroom and stayed in there for the evening.
Yeah, it's tough. I bought my little honey, who is now passed on to the great dog park in the sky, I bought her this thing called a thunder shirt. Do not waste your money, ladies and gentlemen. It's just didn't do anything. She spent the evening trying to chew it off of her body.
How'd she look in it?
Terrible. Well, she looked fine. I don't know. Maybe it works for some dogs. I've never heard of a dog for whom it has worked, but maybe it has worked for some dogs. But, you know, there we have it.
Poor pups. Did you already do this one? Tonight there's a concert at the Collected Works bookstore.
No, go ahead.
There's a concert tonight at the Collected Works bookstore. It is J.Q. Whitcomb and the What Band. It starts at 6, and this happens to be so it's at the Collected Works bookstore. It's the third in a series of four concerts. And J.Q. Whitcomb is a great veteran of the jazz scene, and he's from Santa Fe originally. The What Band features bassist John Gagan and drummer Robbie Rothschild of Round Mountain. And What will be selling their CDs, sales of which will benefit radio station KSFR, this
Yay.
Station. So tickets can be purchased at the door, and it's one of those the ever-expanding array of activities you can check out at Collected Works Bookstore. Concert tonight starts at, starts around, I don't know, so call to find out, 988-4226. It starts at 6 p.m.
Yeah, 6 o'clock tonight. And by the way, we here at KSFR are entirely listener-supported, or in great part listener-supported, and in order to survive, we need to do a few fun drives every year. What we're trying to do now is entirely avoid the summer fun drive. So if you would like to make your donation now, then we don't have to have a fun drive later on in the month. So everybody right now, go to ksfr.org, hit pledge, hit the pledge button, and make your contribution to keep this wonderful radio station on the air and commercial-free and ideally fun drive-free.
Just go to the website and you can contribute right there, easy.
Yep, ksfr.org. Okay. You can also call 428-1527. And Life Songs, did you do this one already? Life Songs
No.
is performing on July 8th, which I believe is Wednesday, at the Santa Fe Bandstand. And it's the Life Songs Village Band, including some of Santa Fe's finest musicians and an intergenerational community of performers. And we've talked about Life Songs quite a lot on this program. It's a really profound phenomenon, people getting together to write songs as they're, you know, when they're old and when they're looking back on their lives, and they're getting together with musicians and composers to do that, and they always perform at the Lensic. But now they're doing something on Santa Fe Bandstand. It sounds like it's going to be really upbeat.
I'm going to go back because as a good PR person, you don't really space on the shows you're trying to promote. So I'm just going to give a shout out to a show that's not till July 25th, but it's at the Lensic, and it's New Mexico's Jazz Festival presenting NEA Jazz Master Kenny Barron. The Kenny Barron Trio will be there along with Stefan Harris. And Kenny Barron is an excellent musician who's been called one of the top jazz pianists in the world and the most lyrical piano player of our time. He's one not to be missed, and the Stefan Harris will be joining him. I believe Stefan's a vibraphonist, and it's going to be a great concert. So come to the Lensic, ticketsantafe.org for all your jazz festival tickets.
And, love vibraphone. Charles Tischner is a well-known singer and pianist, and he's performing at El Agave in Burro Alley Fridays and Saturdays from 6 to 9, Broadway, pop, and classical. And also on Saturday nights here at the Santa Fe Baking Company, Sangre de Cristo Arts and Culture is presenting Saturday night events from 8 to 10, live music, art showings, and live drama, no cover.
Right here.
Yeah. Haven't been, so we'll check out, we'll see that what that's about.
Good to know. The Art Santa Fe starts this week. I think it's officially next weekend, but it does start this week. And with an event on Thursday, July 9th at 5 p.m. It's kind of a gala event, but you can get tickets at 988-1234. Art Santa Fe, of course, is the International Art Fair of Contemporary Art. It takes place at the convention Center, and goes all weekend. You can get a pass and you can come and go as you please. And next weekend, of course, is Folk Art Market, but I'm sure we'll talk more about that next Friday.
Yes, indeed. Author Jim Bailey is doing a lecture at St. John's College on Wednesday, the 8th of July at 3 in the afternoon, called Dante and the Hero's Quest for Healing. He's written a book called The End of Healing. He's a physician who's writing about the crazy things that are going on in medicine that are antithetical to actually getting better. So that's on Wednesday at 3 at St. John's College.
St. John's College has Music on the Hill, too, every Wednesday night. This Wednesday, July 8th, you can see Dizuplachi's and Ibiambo, which is co-presented with St. John's College and the International Art Folk Art Market. So it's kind of a world music night. And on July 15th, check out LeVay Smith and her Red Hot Chili Red Hot Skillet Liquors. That's part of the New Mexico Jazz Fest, but it will be at St. John's College of Music on the Hill for free.
Red Hot Skillet Liquors.
Yes.
Sounds scary.
I know. But LeVay Smith, she's great. They're great. A really fun jazz band.
And if you aren't in the plaza, but you're out in El Dorado on the 4th of July, there's a 4th of July pancake breakfast in El Dorado. And
it's getting competitive out there in the pancake breakfast world.
You know, there's enough pancakes for everybody. 8 to 10 in the morning at La Plancha Grill at La Tienda. And it's inexpensive, and kids under 6 are free. Wow, boy. Time flies when you're having fun with Diana Delling.
Time flies. And do I have time to slip this in?
Yes.
People who love National Theater Live, I just want to mention that in mid-July we're having two great National Theater Live events at the Lensic. Check them out. One's Man and Superman with Ralph Fiennes. The other one's Everyman on July 16th and 17th. Tickets, santafe.org.
And Diana Delling with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts with us very often. Speaking of the arts, it's just great to have you back.
Thank you for having me.